And I'm Rachel Martin with a story about just how difficult it can be for teachers in Bangladesh. There's so much flooding in that country that students often can't even reach their schools. So one group is trying out a possible solution, floating the classroom to the students on boats. Here's NPR's Jason Bobian.
On the Atrai River in the northwest of Bangladesh, Neela Khatun is squeezed onto a bench with two other girls. From her seat in the fourth row, the 8-year-old intently follows along as the teacher leads the class through a math lesson. Neela copies a subtraction problem from the board into her notebook in front of her. On the starboard side of the boat, boys are jammed into another set of narrow benches and desks. Neela is one of 29 students in this third grade class. When the teacher asks for a volunteer to recite a multiplication table, Neela's hand shoots straight towards the unpainted ceiling. She leads the class in a recounting of 6 times 5 equals 30, 6 times 6 equals 36, 6 times 7 equals 42. Neela woke up earlier that morning in a village that's across the river and a bit upstream from where the boat is moored. Her teacher, Mafia Begum, came to collect her from her village and ushered her on board as she does 6 days a week. Begum says the students are eager to attend school, and one of the benefits of the floating classroom is that it can operate in any weather.
When it rains really hard, this village is cut off from the outside world. The roads end up underwater. At that time, the only way out is by boat.
Most of the residents in Neela's village are farmers. Their primary crop is jute, which is a fibrous plant used to make burlap bags. Fishing nets line the riverbank, narrow mud walkways cut between the reed-walled houses. There's an occasional motorbike, but no cars. Mohammed Rezwan, the founder of Shirlai Swanivar Sansta, which runs the boat school that Neela's been attending for the last 3 years, grew up in this part of Bangladesh.
If you visit these areas, then you'll find that during the monsoon season, they get isolated. Then it becomes very difficult to have the normal life.
Not only is Bangladesh one of the most densely populated nations in the world, it's also one of the countries most prone to flooding. Much of Bangladesh is less than 5 meters above sea level. In heavy monsoon rains, 70% of the country can end up underwater. Rezwan says he started his first floating school almost 2 decades ago to try to make sure that the annual rains didn't keep kids from getting an education and trap them in poverty.
If the children cannot go to school for lack of transportation, then the school should go to them. So the idea was to ensure all year round education.
His charity now offers free classes on 23 boat schools to nearly 2,000 students. Over the last quarter century, Bangladesh has made dramatic strides forward. It's cut its poverty rate in half since the year 2000. The economy is one of the fastest growing in the world. But that prosperity hasn't been felt in more rural parts of the country. And places that are cut off by floods for months at a time have lagged behind urban areas in the development of water, electricity, and telecommunications infrastructure. Rezwan says these areas also have fewer educational opportunities for girls.
In the rural areas, the parents are mostly concerned about the safety of the girls.
Some parents won't send their girls to school if the girls have to walk long distances to get there. So Rezwan has the floating schools pick up the kids from their individual villages.
Here, the education comes at the doorstep, so they are not concerned about their safety and all the things.
And that's also true for 8-year-old Neela Khatun's parents. After the morning classes, the boatman fires up the school's diesel engine. He putters up the river to deliver Neela and the other students back to their villages. Once he's dropped off the third grade class, he starts picking up older kids for the afternoon session. Neela's mother, Musa, likes that Neela's teacher comes straight to her door to pick her up. And if it wasn't for this mobile classroom, Musa says Neela probably wouldn't be in school at all.
There's no other school nearby. There's one school, but it's far away. That's why we chose to send Neela to the boat school.
Like almost everyone else here, Neela's parents are farmers, yet her mother says Neela is destined for bigger things. No one in her family has ever gone to college, but Musa insists Neela is going to be a doctor. And Neela nods her head enthusiastically. Jason Bobian, NPR News.